I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Some Palestinians said on Thursday they were more determined than ever to stay in Gaza despite heavy wind, rains, and fears of expulsion. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz ordered the army to prepare a plan to allow for the, quote, voluntary departure of residents from Gaza, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to seize the enclave and expel them. Those plans drew worldwide condemnation, and rights groups warned they'd amount to ethnic cleansing. Displaced Gazan Wael al-Mamluk.
God is greater than Trump and America and Israel. We will not emigrate. We are steadfast on our land. They destroyed our houses and killed our children, but we are steadfast.
Regional heavyweight and U.S. ally Saudi Arabia rejected the proposal outright. Jordan's King Abdullah, who will meet Trump at the White House next week, said on Wednesday he rejected any attempts to annex land and displace Palestinians.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Mexico has deployed National Guard troops to the U.S. border after President Trump's tariff threat. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico. They're among the first of 10,000 troops Mexico has sent to its northern frontier following threats of high tariffs being imposed on Mexican goods by President Trump. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum promised she would send the country's National Guard to reinforce the border and crack down on fentanyl smuggling in exchange for a delay on the crippling trade tariffs. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Elon Musk has become an influential figure around President Trump, creating an extraordinary dynamic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Musk is now a special government employee. The president earlier this week dismissed concerns about Musk's conflicts of interest.
Where we think there's a conflict or there's a problem, we won't let him go near it.
Democrats like Texas's Greg Kassar argue Musk shouldn't be near any of it.
An unelected, unaccountable billionaire now has seemingly unlimited powers.
And New Jersey's LaMonica McIver says Democrats will work to get what she calls Musk's grimy hands off the federal government.
And we will not allow this Musk takeover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked President Trump's plan to offer federal employees financial incentives to leave. The decision Thursday came hours before the midnight deadline for workers to apply for the program. A U.S. district judge in Boston sided with several labor unions that had requested a temporary restraining order against the plan orchestrated by Trump advisor Musk. The Republican president is trying to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. The judge didn't express an opinion on the legality of the program. He scheduled a hearing for Monday and directed administration officials to extend the deadline to apply for the program until after the hearing. European Union scientists said on Thursday that last month was the world's warmest January on record, continuing a streak of extreme global temperatures. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The global average temperature in January was 1.75 degrees Celsius higher than in pre-industrial times. This is despite the world shifting from the El Nino warming pattern and turning towards its cooler La Nina counterpart, which cools equatorial Pacific waters and can curb global temperatures. El Nino peaked more than a year ago. The European Agency, which runs EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service, assesses that La Nina has not yet fully developed and that the world is currently in neutral conditions between the two phases. Even if La Nina does fully emerge, its cooling effect may not be enough to temporarily curb global temperatures. This is affected by factors such as extreme heat seen in other ocean basins and the main driver of climate change, emissions of heat-trapping greenhouse gases.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.